I couldn't see. I said, if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No, no magic could happen to me. And then I saw you. What's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt. You can do magic. You can have anything that you desire. Magic. And you know you're the one who can put out the fire. You know darn well when you cast your spell, you will get your
from coast to coast and worldwide on the internet. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Indeed, with our guest Joseph Jacobs tonight, we're going to be talking with Joseph about some more things in the future when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Joseph, what does the Ace of Diamonds mean? The Ace, of course, being the top card in the deck, right?
Those are leaders, communicators, messengers. Generally, the Pope is an Ace of Diamonds.
Is he now?
Yes, and he's doing okay, but it seems to want to either travel or there's a sense of, I want to retire in a sense.
You have four aces, right, in a deck.
Mm-hmm.
Each one... diamonds, hearts, clubs, spades. Are they similar but different because they're aces?
Aces tend to have strong egos. They tend to be leaders. They tend to they can be dictators. Hitler was an Ace of Diamonds.
Well, he was.
Perón was an Ace of Diamonds. But Jesse Jackson is an Ace of Diamonds. They're spokespeople, they're leaders, they're talkers, they're movers, they're messengers in that sense. And but they can be very different. An Ace of Diamonds is somewhat different than an Ace of Spades. Ace of Spades are very work-focused, very spiritually focused sometimes, tend to be alone a lot. So there are similarities, and astrologically also there can be differences between, let's say, an Ace of Spades in May born or an Ace of Spades January born. They have similarities, but and similar life paths, but they would have different interests also.
How many birthdays per card then?
That varies. The vast majority of people are clubs and diamonds. Hearts and spades make up about a third.
Really?
Altogether, yeah.
Why did it end up that way?
I have no idea why this works.
Well, at least it's honest, but that's interesting. Now, the two, of course, being the lowest card in the deck, if somebody has a two, I mean, is that anything for them to be concerned about?
No, not at all. Twos are very much people, person, partnership, cooperation. New York State is a two of clubs. They're usually people who are very socially involved, need relationships, but can also be very independent at times.
You have had CEOs and presidents of companies ask for your help. I would assume for what? Direction of a company, product introduction?
Yeah, when's a good time to publicize, promote, are the right people in the right places? Some of their top employees are, you know, how can they be helped more or what gets in their way?
You know, it's amazing how decisions are made based on things like this, that the public, all of us, we really aren't even aware of.
No, you're not aware of that.
No. I mean,
on the highest levels. I mean,
I bet it is.
I understand Ronald Reagan was into astrology
yes,
and Nancy
sure
Reagan
was.
for a long, long
yep.
time.
Are you in the
long before it came out into the news?
Are you in the Illuminati, Joseph?
I think that there are 100 people who run things. You know.
Are you in then?
No.
Okay, I'm kidding. I know you. But there, but it does exist, and I think those people do a lot with, I think, black magic.
Yeah, and some of them may even be Satanists.
Yes, I agree with
on
that.
A very high level.
Yes, I agree.
That's scary in a way, because that's idolatry and it's stupidity.
What's the fascination of Satanism?
Greed,
power. Yep.
At all costs. The average person isn't worth anything to those people. All that matters is accumulation.
For themselves.
And those are some of the people that are going to get hurt this year. Those who misuse power, those who have been unjust, those who have
This is negativity, isn't it?
Committed political crimes. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of internal stuff coming out.
It will come back to haunt them.
Yeah, I think so. But next year will be a very constructive year as a result of that, 2006.
Last hour we talked a little bit about reincarnation and how you believe and I believe that it is, and on a scientific plane, you know, you keep coming back, I think, to reach some kind of energy level of perfection, I think. How many more do you think you have? Not too many.
I hope not. I kind of want to go home sometimes. I don't know. It's not within my power to make that decision, of course. I've tried, you know, one of the reasons that we're here is to refine ourselves, is to learn certain lessons, and it is to become a better person. And that's the major process. And some of the difficulties that we have, I mean, I always say we're all rough diamonds that have come here to get polished. How do you polish a diamond with friction? And we all go through certain times of difficulty and friction, and some of us cave in those times, and some of those grow. This is a year of internal growth. That's the positive aspect of it.
What's happening with all these Earth changes?
That's going to continue. I think the theory that I've heard on Coast to Coast that it is our solar system that's going through changes. It's not just what are fouling the planet. We could modify that through major changes in the use of energy, but unfortunately, some of the strongest controlling powers are those who earn energy.
I mean, we've got, for example, a sun flares, a sunspot, 720. It's one of the biggest I've ever seen.
Yeah, and this is not supposed to be an active time for the sun.
No, it's not. It's supposed to be the other way around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, that's why I think I was the first one who mentioned a few years ago that I think that 2012 could be a major sunburst.
Well, it's not too far away anymore. A few years ago, it seemed like it was eons away.
And, you know, I don't usually make predictions about 10 years ahead because nobody's going to remember me saying it. I usually make predictions about a few months ahead.
Lex, you know, will. He remembers everything you said.
He does. He does a good job.
Yeah, he does. He does. I mean, he does a lot of good research for us and everything else, too.
It's, you know, what you put in your mind is also important. I noticed that, you know, watching television, all the late-night shows at 9 and 10 o'clock are about crime and medical. Now, you ingest that, like food, into your mind and go to sleep with that. And it's not healthy.
It's not healthy for kids either, is it?
No. And so, in other words, what you put into your mind, you can also project. And so all of us need to work on ourselves, refine ourselves in terms of, we have an opportunity with this incredible tsunami that happened to reevaluate what we need to do to help other people.
Do you see anything like that happening to us, tsunamis?
I don't at this time, no. I don't at this time, but that Canary Island,
yes,
is a bit scary.
Matter of fact, I got a special.
That's water, too. Yeah. I mean, it's a very strong possibility.
Friday night, I turned our in-house reporter, Linda Moulton Howe, on that story, and she's got a report for me. Friday night, Joseph.
She does a great job. And, by the way, you had guy named Graham Phillips, who suggested that the volcano on Thera or Santorini,
yes,
caused the exodus.
Yes.
I have believed that for 30 yes. years. I have believed that for 30 years. He's right on.
And also he believes that's what sank Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I do too. And what's interesting, I also read it in the science section. I love to read science. Scientists discovered that there was an earthquake right around the time that Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, right around Jericho.
All right, give me some more specifics for 2005. What's going to happen?
Well, I think Canada is doing very well. By the way, I know there have been some problems with the mad cow disease and whatnot, but I do see some employment or labor issues, a halt in the Canadian economy or difficulty between July 1st and August 21st. But then after that, things move along very, very well. Canada is going to be doing very well over the next 2 years.
How about viruses worldwide?
Yeah, well, this is the year of health and disease, breakthroughs as well as illnesses.
We didn't get as many flu shots as they thought we would because of the tainted Chiron batches from that company.
I haven't heard too much about the flu.
So what does that tell you?
Yet.
You know, I've been preaching for years that I don't take flu shots. I will never recommend that someone not. It's none
right.
of my business. But you know what? I find it to be very interesting that we're almost out of the flu season. And we haven't heard rumblings at all.
Not at all.
And the CDC says every year, Joseph, that 36,000 people die from the flu in this country.
Right.
36,000 people. That's, you know.
You know what concerns me, George, is that we buy so many things that are made in China. And China is the source of many of these flus.
You think that
of all of these flus.
So the viruses could be on these things.
Well, I mean, what you know, when you buy something for your child or you know at Walmart, how do you know what health precautions were taken in China?
Well, you don't.
Or Thailand, or Formosa, or India,
or here.
Uh huh.
You know, it could be anywhere.
Exactly. And so things can be brought in with shipping also.
So, but you see this as a year of disease.
Yeah, disease and breakthroughs, both. I think the medical profession is going to be extremely busy this year, and the psychological profession is also.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, one man's loss is another man's gain.
Would you invest in the stock market this year?
Yeah, except I think that the stock market, the economy is going to get a little bit rough around January 29th for a while. There are going to be some ups and downs January 29th through March 21st.
Roller coaster.
Yeah, some of that roller coaster is going to continue. But then beyond that, it looks slow but okay.
How about the war in Iraq?
Oh, I said a couple of years ago it's going to be a Pandora's box of things getting worse and worse and worse. I don't see that getting any better.
You know, they say they're going to start, without a date, by the way, withdrawing troops, U.S. troops. I can't see that happening for a long time.
I can't either. I don't think a pullout is possible at this point.
Recent poll is now showing that the majority of the Americans think we should be out of there.
I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. It was the wrong war at the wrong time.
And we're there now.
And Bin Laden is still free, and I don't see where he is. I really don't. I think Pakistan, probably. But he's well hidden and obviously getting the medical treatment that he needs.
Well, yeah, he's somewhere.
So he's not living in a cave somewhere and dragging a dialysis machine with him, you know.
Well, that's true. It is uncanny that they can't go get him.
Right.
With all the technology we have and the 25, what do we have, $25 million bounty on his head?
Mm-hmm. And you think that, I think there is a war going on in Islam as well. I mean, there's this religious war that's going on, but also internally, there are a lot of Islamists who are opposed to what's happening, good people. And what unemployed young guys who don't have enough money to buy a bride are willing to die so that they can have 70 virgins, are in a delusion. That's a misuse of religion. Martyrdom is not murder. Martyrdom is self-sacrifice in defense, not in aggression. And that needs to really be clarified. And I think a lot of Islamists need to be speaking out more. And hopefully this is the year to do that.
A lot of problems, though, in Iraq. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm looking at pictures.
Well, you have a lot of unemployed young guys with sexual energies that have no place to go, and a lot of anger that comes from the pulpit. And what we need to realize is that what's outside of us is also what's inside of us. Is there anything within in our country where people are being propagandized and people are religiously and where these prejudices are increasing? It's not just them, it's us.
What do you see of this new Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas?
I still see problems in Israel, especially between March 23rd and May 13.
I've got a show on Nostradamus tomorrow, and he calls the Antichrist Mabus. This guy's initial is M. Abbas. You don't think he's the Antichrist, do you?
I don't think so, no.
That is uncanny, though.
Yeah. I don't see that.
Do you believe in the Antichrist?
I don't.
You do not?
I don't. I believe that after a series of very difficult times, the world will improve. The world will become better. That we have to go through a really rough decade or two in order to create a messianic age.
What do you think?
That's my belief. So I'm very hopeful about the long-term future.
Well, that's a good thing. What do you think of China?
I haven't really focused on China, but they're little by little kind of taking over. It's a good, very powerful nation doing very, very well.
Thanks to us.
Thanks to us.
We propped them up.
But I don't think there's any gratitude there. I think if they can bury us, they will.
You don't see an asteroid hitting us. You said that in September.
I don't see that, no.
They're getting close.
Well, they're out there.
Yeah.
But I don't see it.
Well, let's hope not. Joseph, I want you to mention your website while we've got a few moments here before the break. 800cself.com?
800cself.com, same as my phone number.
Now, yeah. People, you were saying on your website, people can find out what card they are?
What card they are and what I offer in the reading.
Yeah. All right, how do you find that on the website?
It's under reading. It's the second page at the bottom of the page. And It shows two card spreads, which are everyone's natal spread. Everyone is involved in those two card spreads, and that's your birth. And you are not just the King of Diamonds. You are a communicator, and the Six of Hearts, which is your Mercury card, and you're a Gemini. That's the messenger, the communicator also.
One of my other guests, Bruce Goldberg, Dr. Bruce Goldberg, says that my name is Dexter Monterey in the future, and that I'm a global talk show host.
Well, you are now.
And I don't have to worry about calling myself Dexter.
I don't think you have to wait to the future. You are now.
There's got to be some matrix out there. I call it the wireless internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's out there in the universe that somehow people tap into, including you. You've got an ability to tap into it, and you're in the groove with it.
Well, it's almost like plugging in. You know, I remember when I talked to my mother very briefly. She never taught me. And I said, what happens to you when you do a reading? And she says, I become one with the person. And that's kind of what happens. Even though all my readings are over the phone, even with my Los Angeles clients, even with friends, I just become one with the person. And these various numbers and cards and whatnot are kind of hints, or they're doors that suddenly open up, and then I see.
You ever do a reading for yourself?
Well, I'm pretty aware of what's going on. That doesn't mean that I'm always pleased with what's going on. I mean, I see the lesson, and I'm sometimes hard to take.
All right. Well, you stay with us, Joseph. When we come back, I tell you what we're going to do. We'll open up our Fast Blast, and I'll take some of those questions for Joseph Jacobs. Then at the top of the hour, we'll open up the phone lines, and if you want to get through, we'll get ready to go right about then. I'll be back in a moment. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.
Subscribe to After Dark. Call toll-free 1-888-727-5505. City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And our guest, Joseph Jacobs, we're going to take some Fast Blast questions from you when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Now, Joseph, when we take calls at the top of the hour, we can't take a lot of personal calls. So we'll just make sure that people talk to you about issues and events and things like that, okay?
And you know, people out there sometimes don't have anybody to talk to about their spiritual experiences.
But they can also talk to you about their cards, right? Their, if they're seven of diamonds or whatever they may be.
Oh, sure. I'd love to do that.
Okay, good. Let's go to some of the Fast Blast questions. And who, well, that's a pretty good question. I don't know if you know the answer to this. Who assigned the cards to the birth dates and when?
Well, There was a book written in the 1893 by a chemist. He was a pharmacist in Chicago by the name of Olney Richmond, who said he had a group called the Order of the Magi and claimed that this came from the Magi, and explained the use of the cards as they were meant to be used. They were never meant to be shuffled. It's an ancient computer. And subsequently, the next book was written by Edith Randall and Florence Campbell. They were big astrologers, numerologists in the Hollywood area, in fact, astrologers of the stars. They wrote a book called The Sacred Symbols of the Ancients, a very good book. Then Arnie Lean, who I worked with, I had a workshop for astrologers and psychics with him, an advanced workshop. He's the one who taught Robert Camp, who has written a few books on the cards.
Yes.
Destiny cards and things like
that. Yeah, exactly. There have been about a half a dozen or 8 or 9 books on the cards, and none of them get it all. I mean, you learn an awful lot on your feet after doing 18,000 readings by observation with people, and you know, each reading teaches you as well as you teach, you know. So but it's just amazing how accurate the cards are when it comes to people.
I'd be happy with an ace and a face card, Joseph.
Well, you are a face card.
That's blackjack, Joseph.
Uh-huh. You're half of a blackjack hand.
What's the difference between your life mate and your soulmate?
Soulmates can sometimes meet. There's an aha. You meet and you feel as if you've always known that person, and you probably have. And sometimes soulmates come together and work out things that they may not have been able to work out in the past. And it doesn't always mean a soulmate is not always the best mate. A life mate is someone you can talk to, laugh with.
A friend. Make, could be a friend, right?
It can be a friend, yeah. So soulmates are people that feel they almost don't have to communicate. They understand each other. And I've seen that. I'm in my third marriage, and my first two wives were soulmates. My present wife is a life mate.
We've been together
for 20 years.
How do you think the first two were soulmates? What if you were wrong?
Well, they were in the cards. And they were meant to be relationships.
Would you meet someone the next time through the cards? Not that there will be a next time for you.
There won't be a next time.
Let's say theoretically.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you'd use cards for that?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I absolutely. They have an awful lot to say. That's not in the books.
I could just see a relationship ended because the cards didn't match up.
Sometimes the cards don't match up, but people are astrologically compatible.
And then again, sometimes years later, they go, I should have listened to the cards.
Exactly. You know, one week, about 15 years ago, I had two different callers who had heard me on a radio show, and they both almost word for word were the same call. They said, I believe in this stuff. I went to a psychic reader 20 years ago, and they told me exactly what the guy was going to look like and what his... and I married him, and I had the 20 most miserable years of my life. So so in predicting relationships, I have to be very careful. You don't want to necessarily say, that, you know, tall, dark, and handsome. It could be short and red hair, you know? But you can see a potential for relationships or no relationships sometimes. Sometimes people go through periods of time where they don't want a relationship or can't have a good relationship, and then suddenly they can.
What do you think of internet dating?
That's okay, I guess.
Some people, like Glynis McCants, got married through that.
That's right. That's right. But she also used her numerological knowledge.
Oh, yeah, she screened them all out that way.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean,
when I was getting married, you know, I worked with a lot of psychics. I must have, in when I started out, because of psychic fairs and whatnot and whole life expos, have worked with and got to know maybe 200 psychics. And I asked two of the best psychics I knew, shall I marry this woman? And they said no. And I asked two of the mediocre psychics, and they said yes. But I went with my own intuition, and I married and without regrets. And so, you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Back to some predictions, Joseph. What do you think of this possible change of Social Security? There are a lot of baby boomers out there. They want to know if there's going to be money left for them.
I think that's a big, big issue. And I think there's going to, that's one of the big wars that's going to go on in terms of making a change in that direction.
The entire planet is, I think, undergoing not only just earth changes, but social changes.
Spiritual changes.
And let's talk a little bit about the United Nations. They're under fire for some things. I've always felt that we should move them to a different country. How do you see this organization?
I think it will continue. It almost has to continue, but because it's better when people talk than when they don't. And if there are issues, to bring them up. But I don't think it's been successful in resolving tensions to the extent that it can.
Did you ever talk about Planet X?
Yeah, we did. I said it wasn't going to happen.
A couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen.
Well, you were right about that.
But there have been, for a long time, there have been it's been inferred that there is another planet somewhere. I don't think so, though. I don't know. It's never felt right to me.
But there could be something out there. I mean, they just haven't found it yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a cosmic heat that's going on right
you,
now.
You believe crop circles are real?
Yes.
Communications?
Yes, absolutely.
From?
From Alpha Centauri.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been able to decipher what they're saying.
What do you think, though, generally, the messages? Not the specifics, but what are they doing?
We're here, and I think trying to reach them through radio signals is a mistake. I think they may have communication that is not radio, that they must be able to communicate in some other way. So I don't think SETI is doing its job. I don't know that SETI will find anything, but I think there is another level of communication that we need to find.
And we probably don't have the equipment for that.
Right, but why, you know, why would you want to have a long conversation with an ant? I don't know.
If you could talk back, I wouldn't mind it.
Well, yeah, but it would get kind of boring. I think they come here.
Who'd be bored, the ant or us?
Them.
Yeah.
You know, the ETs are very advanced. I think we are a curiosity. I think they come here for water. I think that there is an interest. I think there is an involvement that we don't fully know. That's been hinted at on Coast to Coast over the years.
Well, that's true. No doubt about that. You said that Bill Clinton would heal well, and he did.
Yes, he did.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
You do not believe, as we talked about, in end times. But let me ask you this. Do you believe in some calamities that could occur?
Absolutely. No, there could be major calamities. And I think even earthbound ones, in terms of rising of water and the icebergs that are melting and sea coasts, could be a problem, especially this year.
Do you see, as Edgar Cayce saw, the erosions of coastlines, huge erosions?
Yeah, I am seeing that, but that may take a while.
10 years, 20 years, hundreds of years?
Well, no. Within the next 10, 20 years.
Do you believe in time travel?
Not sure about that. I don't think we can move back. We might be able to move forward, but not back.
You might be right about that.
I wish we could go back. I mean, there are times when...
Where would you go?
I'd love to go to biblical times.
Me
Roman
too.
Times, Greek times, yeah.
I would love to live during the era of Christ. I would have to want to see that. I would like to see this individual. I'd like to see the mystical powers that he would have. I'd just like to hear him talk.
I would too. He was a great teacher. Of course, he'd be speaking in Aramaic, and I don't think you understand it.
Yeah, that's true. But I'd want to know if those miracles were real, because faith tells me they were, but I'd like to see it.
I think he probably learned a great deal in Egypt, and may have traveled elsewhere as well, possibly as far as India.
You might be right about that.
Yeah.
So, but that's a period you'd like to go back to.
Yeah, I'd love to go back.
If you
but those were rough times. I don't think any of us, whenever we think of Jesus' time, realize what it's like to live in an occupied country.
Somehow I can't vision
occupied, you. Militaristic country. I mean, it's like Iraq now. And the kind of violence that was done to people, and the taxations that were done to people, etc. Those are very, very difficult times.
Do you see the Ark of the Covenant anywhere?
I have a strong feeling it's in Ethiopia.
There are some people who say that in a
mm-hmm.
tent
mm-hmm.
of all places.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go there and try to barge in and see it?
Love to.
I mean, what a story that would be.
Yeah, there's a strong connection between the Israelites and Ethiopia. And in fact, you know, Moses' wife was black, Tzipora. So there's a lot of influence on Moses from African spirituality.
Fast Blast Questions, Deep Impact. It's a ship that will release a missile that will blow up part of a comet on July 4th. You see any problems there?
No, I don't. That's a good idea to do that. I'm glad that our government is finally taking action so that if it is preventable, then we will be able to deal with incoming planetoids or asteroids.
See, I think it's a test, quite frankly. I think it's a test to see if we can do that to an incoming object rather than the so-called
Absolutely.
See what a comet's
Absolutely,
made of.
George. We need to be prepared for that.
Yep. Somebody wants to know, I can't go through all these cards. I'll let some of the callers
I want
ask.
To see new energy. This could be a year of invention. I want to see new energy sources.
Will we ever get to that?
We've got to. We've got to. Within the next 5 years, there's got to be some breakthroughs. And we see some of the automakers suddenly, coming around to, using electric as well as gasoline.
Do you believe in a hollow earth theory?
No, I don't. From my knowledge of geology, I don't. But there may be deep holes in various places, and there could be some either extraterrestrials that live there or visit there on a regular basis, or there may even be some entities that live deep within certain areas of the ground.
Last week, a couple scientists on Friday released a report that they believe it's very possible that we are being visited or have been visited from beings from other worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic story.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They talked about.
And we're seeing more and more of that, and you know, I think sometime in the next 2 years, more knowledge will come.
I think so too.
Yeah, in the next 2 years.
I wonder what all the skeptics and all the debunkers would say if science came out and said, you know what, we now have proof.
Well, because you know the nearest planet is light years away, and the kind of transportation that we're familiar with wouldn't allow for that. But there may be ways of bending space and using space to travel in ways that we are not aware of at all.
What do you believe might be the biggest government secret going on?
UFOs.
Think so?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think of these great questions keep rolling? What do you think of Ouija boards?
I think stay away from them. You don't want to mess around with things that you aren't really knowledgeable about, and it's best not to work with them.
People want to know about relationships. What are some of the best matches of people? Does it matter? In terms of cards.
Oh, well, that's endless. I mean, there are many matches.
A whole bunch of combinations. If I remember Camp's book, there were all kinds of combinations.
Absolutely.
But does a diamond automatically get along with another diamond?
Usually, yeah.
Heart with a heart, that kind of thing?
Yeah. But you would also get along well with spades.
Mm-hmm.
And we're soulmates, you and I.
Where are we?
We're both born in the year of the tiger also.
I wonder
tigers.
If we were in a past life together.
Possibly, yeah. I think so.
What were we? Fishermen or something like that.
Well, maybe.
What would you
I know I know that I've where I've had past lives, and I only know because whenever I see a foreign movie, I get a good feeling or a bad feeling, no matter what the movie's about. And I know I had a wonderful life in Japan. In fact, when I was invited to Japan to do readings, I felt like I was at home.
I wonder if people, because my theory is that if you're in experiences with people, you know, I've known you for 8 years and stuff, I think that has carried on in past lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everyone you meet on a regular basis, not just hi-bye, that there's probably been some kind of connection there.
Absolutely. You know, what I'm amazed by, I still get chills by, is how incredibly choreographed this universe is. It may look like a kaleidoscope out there, but it's incredibly well choreographed. And I think the string theories, you know, kind of hints at how things are connected in ways that we can't even imagine yet.
Phil wants to know if you get visions, Joseph, or if everything you do is in the cards.
I am clairaudient. In other words, I hear a quiet voice, usually within my reading.
Who might that voice be? Do you know?
Guardian angel.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been saved from some horrible situation?
Yeah, I once fell and saw a guardian angel.
You saw
protect
one?
Me. Yeah.
Where'd you fall? Like down
like
stairs or something?
It was like 30 feet. No, I was walking on a lawn and suddenly tripped. And as I was falling, I felt this huge hand grasp me.
Saved you.
Yeah.
Stay with us. Phone calls next with Joseph Jacobs. His phone number, 800-C-SELF, 800-S-E-E-S-E-L-F. You can just read that right out on your phone. His website is 800, that's the number now, 800-CSELF.com.
Find out more about tonight's guest. Log on to coasttocoastam.com.